Today is a feast that will be dear to the Holy Father, Pope Leo, because it is a feast of a canon of St. Augustine, of which he is also a member. Even though he is Pope, he is still a canon of St. Augustine. It is the feast of St. Thomas of Villanueva. And it's interesting, you know, how much in power, shall we say, the Italians are, that we say his name. He's Spanish. He's from Valencia, the diocese of my grandmother and our ancestors. So his name is really Villanueva, but in the Missal and other things that shows you, it's Villanova. It means the same thing, but that's not what his name was. He would have never been known as that in his lifetime. And he was very interesting in the sense that he died right during the Council of Trent. But St. Thomas of Villanueva was a bishop according to the mind of Christ, according to the mind of the Church. He was a truly holy bishop. The fact that he became Archbishop of Valencia was nothing due to him in the sense that he did not politic in order to get that see, a very, very important, a very, very wealthy see in the Kingdom of Spain. It is because it was God's will, simply. He, as a bishop or archbishop, lived in a simpler way as he had lived as a canon of St. Augustine. Of course, the canons of St. Augustine are religious, but they're not the same as others. There's a few orders in the church where they are canons, and not in the same way I'm a canon, but the fact is that they were higher up than a normal priest and religious. And he lived in a very simple way, very, very concerned about the church, the liturgy, and the poor. And this is exactly the kind of testimony that the Council of Trent wanted of bishops to give. Of course, we see this in the near future after St. Thomas, and he died in 1555, right in the middle of the council. And his example was very well noted to everyone at the council. And it was his kind of living out of his vocation to be a bishop that the council wanted and put out. And it was the same kind of way of living the bishopric that one of his other friends, who died shortly thereafter, but he was in charge of the council for a while, St. Charles Borromeo. And so the church has always maintained that these two examples, and there are others, not the only ones, of bishopric, of those who lived the office and the calling of being a bishop, is exactly what she wanted. And so today we honor St. Tomás de Villanueva, Augustinian, one of the relics that His Holiness Pope Leo XIV wears on his very, very special pectoral cross that was given to him by the members of his order, the canons of St. Augustine. May God grant us many holy bishops. May we go back to the ideals that God wants us for the church, that he has given to us to live and in which to die, so that we may be saints in the kingdom of God. Today also, another very special feast, which is commemorated but not very much spoken about, the second canon, collect, as you heard, was St. Mauritius and his companions. Well, St. Maurice was the head of the legionaries from the eastern part of the Mediterranean who came to Switzerland to support the emperor. But at this time, the emperor decided that they were going to have to, they were all Catholics. They were all going to have to forego being Catholics and give honor and praise to the gods of Rome. And St. Maurice and his 1,000 companions, they refused. So they were condemned in Switzerland, where it's very cold even in the summer, to jump in a lake, literally, naked, to freeze to death. One of the legionaries became a coward, and he got out and went by the fire. They had fires all over to entice them to come out. One of the legionaries came out, and he immediately died. At that point, there was a mother and a little boy who were watching this spectacle, and the little boy said to his mother, "I will take his place." And he jumped into the water, and he died with St. Maurice and his companions. So we have the legionaries that died for the sake of their fidelity to Christ. Very difficult thing to do. It is easier to go any other place to be faithful to Christ. It's always hard, it's always painful, and it's always difficult. So we need to pray to them and to St. Tomas de Villanueva to give us strength to do the will of Christ, no matter what it costs. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.